Yeah, we're going to get out of here.
You had mentioned, can we not have more than one person answer a question?
What's your question?
We heard from Tallarico today.
Is it a long
campaigning
argument?
On, it is.
Okay.
He's campaigning on unaffordable child care. You're talking about public safety. What should that say to voters? Is public safety the priority over that other issue? Do you have comments?
All right, I got to say, the Republican Party has a tough pitch to make this upcoming midterms. They are now the party of new wars, endless wars with Iran, the party of raised gas prices, of masked men walking through the streets and violating our constitutional rights, of unemployment, inflation, and tariffs savaging our economy due to Trump's policies. And on top of all of that, the individual candidates are the hardest pitch of all. Let me introduce to you Ken Paxton. He's running for the Texas Senate seat that is currently held by Cornyn and that James Tallarico, the Democrat, is vying for. James Tallarico is an absolute beast of a candidate. He has a decent shot of winning the seat, and if you live in Texas, you should turn out. But Ken Paxton and his team had to abruptly shut down a news conference today and bail out after journalists were trying to ask him simple questions about his various scandals. Ken Paxton has been divorced by his wife on biblical grounds after repeatedly cheating with her. Ken Paxton was turned in by his own staff because he was doing corrupt things and bribing people. Ken Paxton has used his office to personally enrich himself and the people around him time and time again. And it's not like a contested, disputed maybe thing. It's not, oh, this guy was accused of some stuff, but we don't know. Ken Paxton, throughout his entire political career, has been admonished by even the Republicans that worked with him. His own Republican colleagues tried to impeach him a few years back. He is an awful candidate, and that's why he ran off without being able to answer any questions. The entire pitch that the Republican Party is making is insane. Why does every Republican congressman need a mistress? We have videos of Ken Paxton getting caught with his mistress on the train, first of all. This is after his wife divorced him. He's traveling around. And then at the very end of this clip, he notices the camera out of the corner of his eye, and he makes a face at the camera. He then got caught in London on the 4th of July. Just think about this. On Independence Day, he got caught in London with his mistress, and again, they turn around and they realize that they are being recorded. If you are going to be running for a Senate seat and you are going to be throwing firebombs in the public life and advocating for the Trumpian agenda of redistricting Texas, taking away voting rights from many, many Americans, predominantly Black Americans in Memphis and in other areas, and if you're going to be advocating for these awful policies, yeah, you're going to be in the limelight. You're going to be recorded when you are out in public. Ken Paxton also got pressed because he helped a pedophile get one day in prison when they were supposed to get basically life.
Excuse me, Mr. Paxton. What do you think about Adam Hoffman? Why'd you get a plea deal for a child sex predator? Do you have anything to say about that? Should he be registered as a pedophile in the state of Texas? A sex offender?
Step back.
What do you have to say to Adam Hoffman, the victim of Adam Hoffman? Mr. Paxton, what do you have to say?
Dude, these guys don't answer any questions. When they do, the pitch that they're making is so bad that they're openly saying, like, listen to Pete Hegseth today, openly saying in front of the Senate committee that he wants $1.5 trillion for the military.
Know what that means, that means $1.5 trillion, given the world that we live in and the disaster of what the Biden administration budgets gave us. Not funding this department at $1.5 trillion, I believe, is the greatest threat that our nation faces. Either we invest in our warriors at this moment of step change on the battlefield and growing threats, or this is all just talk.
This is like borderline abusive language. Not funding the military to the tune of $1.5 trillion with our taxpayer money at a time when Americans are struggling, young Americans are struggling, Americans of all ages are facing increasing unemployment. That's the greatest threat that our nation faces. Not, I don't know, Russia. Not the country that we just went to war with, Iran. You're not going to say that it's inflation or threats to democracy like Trump and Elon Musk. You're not going to say that it's ICE. You're not going to say that it's the wealth inequality. Would that be a really good one? You're going to say that it's not funding the military to the tune of $1.5 trillion. Listen, I think national security is important. I think the national security of the United States and making sure that Americans are safe is important. It's okay to have a military for deterrence reasons. It's not okay to be starting wars unilaterally and illegally and unconstitutionally, but protecting Americans is okay. However, this ask for a 60% increase in the military budget year over year because we just wasted all of our missiles on an endless failing war with Iran, that is not okay. That is not a good ask, and that will not help the American people. There's a balance to strike between protecting the American people by funding the military to a degree where we have solid national security versus bankrupting the American people because we're so infatuated with having the biggest and the best military around. If you want to protect our national security, maybe actually keep some of our allies, like Ukraine or like NATO allies, which we rely on in Europe and in other countries. If you want to have more national security, maybe don't threaten Mexico and Canada and push them away. Maybe create a stronger, more secure relationship with them. Again, the pitch that the Republican Party is having to make heading into these midterms is not strong, and Ken Paxton is the weakest of them all. Again, there was a very awkward moment in Fort Worth. I'm going to play the clip where Ken Paxton calls for a couple of questions after his event with the Sheriff's Association. He immediately refused to answer any non-law enforcement related questions. Well, I would have asked him about this. The Texas Tribune reports from Waco. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is under fire for a plea deal his prosecutors offered last month to a Waco man charged with repeatedly sexually abusing a young boy, a 7-year-old boy. The deal in the case, which Paxton's office took over about 3 years ago after the locally elected district attorney recused himself, would have let the man plead guilty to 2 misdemeanors and serve a total of just 1 day in jail. Now Paxton, locked in a heated primary to be the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate, is facing a criticism from political opponents who say his office was too lenient toward the man, who admitted that he molested the victim as a part of the deal. This comes even as Paxton has built a reputation attacking local district attorneys for being too soft on crime. I cannot wait to see the debate between these two when this is the way James Tallarico maneuvers heated interviews.
In my view, Representative, you gave the ballgame analogy. In my view, what has happened here is you've done something in certain states and you don't like it when it's done in Republican states. And now you're saying you've done the same thing as us. And we are going to, by the way, if you do it, we're going to ratchet it up in the even more, in the words of Gavin Newsom.
My party has never gerrymandered in the middle of the decade at the request of the president of the United States, nor would we. The only way this is going to happen in blue states is if Texas executes this power grab. You mentioned Massachusetts. Right. Do you know the party of the governor that signed that map into law? He was a Republican. It was a Republican governor that signed that map into law. So I want to be clear with our facts, and I don't want to muddy the waters. All of us, whether we're Democrats, independents, or Republicans, we should stand up to politicians who don't want to face accountability at the ballot box. That's exactly what's happening here. And I asked you, if Republican policies are popular, why do they need to redraw these maps? Why can't they just run on their policies?
That was a clip from about a year ago, and it ties perfectly into this clip of Ken Paxton not wanting to answer any questions. He's a politician who doesn't want to face accountability whatsoever and has to make a very tough pitch to the people of Texas because he is a fraudster. Just because you have men standing behind you in hats does not mean that you are deserving of this office. Take a listen to Ken Paxton and his team abruptly shutting down a news conference and bailing after journalists try to ask him about his scandals.
I wanted to give you a chance to respond to State Representative Tallarico and his campaign. They've made a lot about the reports that have come out, one in the New York Times about you acquiring properties worth
nothing. So, Jack, can we keep this to law enforcement today?
Well, I'm giving you the opportunity to answer that question.
I'd like to, if we're here with the sheriffs, I'd like to keep today to law enforcement. So that's what I'm going to answer, questions about law enforcement.
Okay.
Grimmer, did you want to go?
Will you answer a question about why you voted in Collin County? Clear that
up. So we're just going to do questions on law enforcement today because we're joined with 22 amazing law enforcement officers.
I have a question.
We're going to get out of here. Thank you, guys.
I have a question.
Yeah, we're going to get out of here. Thank you.
Can we not have more than one person answer a question?
What's your question?
We heard from Tallarico today. He's campaigning on unaffordable child care.
General, I wanted to.
Dude, they just bailed out of here. It's funny because the sign, if you can squint and read it, it says Tallarico. handcuffed to his record. Well, let's really quickly talk about Ken Paxton's records. His controversies can break down into three buckets: criminal allegations, abuse of office allegations, and then the New York Times article that was just mentioned where he uses his office to benefit his personal real estate holdings. He was, you know, charged with felony security frauds since 2015. Shortly after becoming the Attorney General, Ken Paxton was indicted on state felony securities fraud charges. Absolutely insane. Also, there are ethics questions and bar complaints against him because he's just shitty at what he does. Corruption and abuse of office claims then follow. There was an impeachment trial where senior staffers in Ken Paxton's office, Paxton's own senior staffers, had to go to the FBI and report that he was using the power of the AG's office to benefit a political donor and a real estate investor, intervening in legal matters, providing favors, and retaliating against any whistleblowers that tried to push this case forward. And we now have a New York Times article that, yes, James Tallarico's campaign has been highlighting on the trail, because that's what a responsible campaigner would do, and now Ken Paxton is running away from it. He needs to lose this race. But you need to understand that the race is tilted against James Tallarico due to it being Texas. Now, it's not that there aren't the Democratic and independent voters. It's that we need to activate the voters in Texas, and we need your help if you're in Texas. The final New York Times article that I want to talk about is that Ken Paxton bought three condos in Utah worth about $1.6 million and then transferred them into his blind trust. On the deeds associated with those purchases, Paxton listed his address as a Dallas area home that isn't his marital residence. Local police records tie that Dallas address to a woman who is not his wife, and he has been seen vacationing with her. So just think about this. An attorney general who is already under indictment and facing corruption allegations is found to have quietly, silently accumulated millions of dollars in out-of-state property holdings, and then basically lying about the residency and using it to house his mistress. This is insane, and it's the tip of the iceberg with this man. The Republican Party has a hard pitch to make, and I'm going to leave it with this clip of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson failing to answer this question. Come on, all right, go ahead.
Okay, so the president has said that the Save America Act is his number one priority.
Yeah.
When making the argument to Democrats to vote yes for this, because it will require Democrats to pass, can you give me one example of fraud conducted in a previous election that the Save America Act?
Look, we're not going to litigate all that. I can tell you what I'll tell Democrats. You should listen to the American people. Ostensibly, we're supposed to come here and represent the interests of the American people. This is a 90-10 issue in public opinion polling, and Democrats agree that you should be a citizen and have a photo ID to vote at a tune of about 70%.
He can't answer the simple question. Just like the Fox News segment with Will Kame and James Tallarico, he could not answer the question. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video. Let's vote these losers out, and peace out.